Summer is full upon us, and the moon will be a beautiful crescent moving up the sky from the western horizon this week. But did you know that today, July 4th, the Earth is as far away from the sun as it can get on its orbital path? I'm Mary Stuart Adams with the Storyteller's Night Sky. All of the planets, including Earth, move around the sun in an elliptical pattern. But curiously, the sun doesn't occupy the center of these ellipses, but one of the two focal points within the ellipse. This geometric harmony was first described by 16th century German astronomer Johannes Kepler, who made beautiful use of the Platonic solids to calculate the orbital rhythms of the planets and to determine things like when they orbit closest and furthest away from the sun. But doesn't it seem strange that here we are at the beginning of our warmest season in the Northern Hemisphere, and we're actually furthest away from the sun right now? I love these kinds of cosmic contradictions, like using a forest of trees instead of a telescope to find the stars. Wait, what? An hour after sunset, when the first stars start to appear, the trees can be a magnificent aid to night sky viewing. If you're just learning the constellations, a break in the treetops allow for focusing on isolated regions of the sky without getting lost in a wide open vista. If you're a seasoned stargazer, the trees offer the friendly challenge of guessing which stars they hold aloft in the night. The English romantic poet John Keats described just such a scene in his epic poem Hyperion when he wrote the words, "As when, upon a tranced summer night, those green-robed senators of mighty woods, tall oaks, branch charmed by the earnest stars, dream, and so dream all night." So after all the fireworks of the season, as the earth rolls away from the sun and the moon sweeps up west over the horizon, may you find your way out under mighty trees, branch charmed by the stars. I'm Mary Stuart Adams from Emmett County's International Dark Sky Park at the Headlands.